This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Democrats introduced new bills late last week aimed at reducing health care costs. The measures tackle costs, including premiums and hospital profit transparency. Senator Sonia Hawkes Lewis, a pharmacist from Longmont, is a co-sponsor of a bill to help reduce costs through a prescription drug affordability board.
Every day, Coloradans are forced to choose between paying for necessities or paying for life-saving care.
State lawmakers could expand labor rights that currently apply only to state employees, CPR's Paolo Schalsiter reports.
Public workers, including county employees, librarians, and those in higher education, are exempt from federal and state labor laws. The bill would expand the right to publicly discuss workplace issues and to form a union. Public employers would be prohibited from retaliating against employees that engage in these actions. And although employees would be allowed to form unions, the bill does not require employers to recognize unions or grant the ability to strike. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs community center serving LGBTQ youth is reopening this month. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports it has been closed since November and the shooting at Club Q.
In the months since the shooting, the staff at Inside Out Youth Services has met with experts to help improve safety and security, specifically after threats came in against the organization. Liz Smith with Inside Out says they've always had to prioritize safety, but this is a step up.
Our community has been villainized in the media, in politics, and people don't always understand that we're just trying to do the best we can for these young folks.
Smith says the community center will open in phases with careful attention to what is shared publicly, again, for safety purposes. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.